Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Elu Chayav Lahachris, and the following items, these need to be announced and need to be called out. Matzah Peris Bechli, if somebody finds Peris, somebody finds fruit in a vessel, and the vessel itself has some distinguishing feature with which they can identify it with a simen. Oikli Kamoshihi, or they find just a keli, a vessel without any Peris in it. Ma'ais Bekis, if they find money in a wallet or a purse. Oikis Kamoshihi, or a purse without money in it. Tziburi Peris, a pile of fruits. Tziburi Mois, a pile of money. Shloshim Adboi Zel Gavze, three coins, one on top of another. Krichais Peshus HaYochid, loaves of bundles of wheat or sheaves of wheat in a Rishus HaYochid in a private property. Vikikari Shabalabayis, or homemade loaves of bread from a balabayas, which has its own distinct shape. Each person who bakes his own bread or she bakes her own bread has her own distinctive shape for a simen. Vigizei Tzemer, fleeces of wool, pieces of wool, halakuchas mebeis omen, which are taken from a craftsman's shop. Each craftsman has a certain way and a certain identifying way of knotting it in his own or her own identifying unique way for a simen. Kadayayin, a jug of wine, where the amount or the type of seal on the wine can act as a simen. Vekadei shemen, or a jug of oil. Harei elu chayav lahachriz. These must be announced. Mishnah Gimel. Matza achara gapa. If he finds an item behind a wooden fence, oy achara gadar, or behind a stone fence or a wall, gaizalais mikusharan, if the item happens to be chicks or little chickens that were tied, the wings are tied. So it is obvious that somebody left these chickens with their tied wings behind this wall. Oy b'shvilan shabasades, or if there's a private pathway behind this wall and he finds the same chickens with their wings tied, hareza layigaban, these are items he should not touch. Meaning these items aren't even under the category of a Shavas Aveda, they're not considered to be lost. Do not touch them. There is no hakraza in them. Matza kli ba'ashba, if he finds a keli, if he finds a utensil in a pile of garbage, imchusa, if it is covered and completely hidden, lo yigabai, the same rule as the previous part of the Mishnah, don't touch it. There's no hakraza, it's not a Shavas Aveda. Imgula, however, if it is exposed or open, naitul amachriz, then you should take it and you should call out and find the owner. Matza begal, oy bekaisel yashan, if he finds something in a pile of stones, it looks like an old pile of stones, or he finds an item buried in a wall, an old wall, hareli shalai, these belong to him. These are old items. These items are items which can be assumed to predate the current owner, and he can tell the current owner of this pile of stones or the wall that these weren't yours. These were perhaps your ancestors, your fathers, your grandfathers. Long ago, it was forgotten, and it belongs to me. There's no Indian of a Shavas Aveda. Matza b'kaitzel chadosh, if he finds something lost in a new wall, mechetzer v'lechutz, from half the wall, that's until the part facing him, to the part facing the exterior where he finds it, shaloi, he gets to keep it. Mechetzer v'lefnim, from half the wall to the interior of the building, which faces the owner, shal balabayas, that belongs to the balabayas. Rambam says only if the balabayas claims it. If the balabayas says he does not know what this item is, or he doesn't claim any ownership, then it belongs to the finder. Im haya maskir lacherim, if the owner of the house rented his house out to others, even if he lives there, if he rented it out to others, and Rashi says particularly goyim, afilu b'sech habayis, even if he finds items within the house, harei lishalei, they belong to him. It is assumed that the owner of the house has given up hope to find these items and assumed that the goyim who he rented it out for found it, and therefore the finder gets to keep it.